Right, girls, I'm going to speak to you for a few minutes. Now, see in school, those who go to school, I know some of them may not go to school, but most of you go to school. Do you like your teacher or teachers? I think it's less enthusiastic the further you go back. When I was at school, I had a very scary teacher. And she's one of the few teachers I used to get in trouble with. She put me out of the class one day because she didn't like me. I was talking to somebody else, and we were joking. I was put out of class, and she brought me back in, and me and the other fella, she put in the seat right in front of her seat. And then she came down and looked at us and realized, I don't want to be looking at them all the time, so she moved us across the classroom again. But that teacher, her name was Mrs. Kennedy, and we were going into class, and you know, when you're in secondary school, the big school, you go into a class maybe like this here. And she used to always say, be like young ladies and young gentlemen, shoulders back, chest out, and walk in really, really straight. And that's the way she told us we're supposed to walk. If we're walking the proper way, we should be nice and straight. But we're going to see in our first picture in the story today a lady who for 18 years was bent over. And girls, she would have been really like that. Can you imagine if you had to walk around like that for 18 years and she couldn't straighten up at all? And I'm sure people might have made fun of her and laughed at her. But it's really, really sad that for 18 years this lady was bent over like that. Very, very hard to walk. You try it and you go home and bend over, right over, see if you can walk. And she did that for 18 years. And you know, the way that lady was bent over, girls, it's a wee bit reminds us about us. Because the Bible tells us that sometimes inside, in our hearts, we're bent over. We're meant to be people who look up to God, who love God, who trust in God. But so often we just look at ourselves, we look at the people around us, and we don't spend our lives looking at God. So I wonder, you all came in, girls, you look well, you're standing up straight. But inside, are you maybe bent over and you haven't Jesus and you're looking at Jesus and loving Jesus in our lives? So for 18 years, this lady was bent over. And then she met Jesus. And the second picture we see a great change. Jesus came and he touched the lady. And after 18 years, she could straighten up. And I'm sure she didn't even have a sore back. Jesus made her new. And she could sit up straight. She now had dignity. She could walk away. Human beings meant to walk. And she did something else. When she was straight up, the Bible tells us that she praised God. Jesus changed her from looking down to be able to look up and to be able to praise God. Jesus touched her. And she was different. And that tells us how someone, girls, becomes a Christian. Jesus has to touch us inside in our hearts and change us so that we would realize we're bad and we've sinned and realize that Jesus, we have to trust in him to take away that sin. And we ask Jesus to be our Savior, to be our King, our Master. Now, girls, I wonder, have you been touched by Jesus? The Bible calls this being born again and says if we're not born again, we'll never go to heaven someday. I wonder if you've been changed by Jesus so that you trust in him, you love him, and you follow him. And you know this lady? I'm sure when she was changed from being like that to being all right, I'm sure she maybe thought, I wish this happened earlier instead of suffering like this for 18 years. And you know something, girls? You see, when people become Christians in their old age, you know what most people say when they become Christians in their old age? I'm sorry that I didn't become a Christian earlier. And listen, girls, I was young when I became a Christian. And the best time to become a Christian, girls, is not when you're older. The best time to become a Christian is not next year even. It's not even next week. The best time to become a Christian is now. You give your life to Jesus, ask Jesus to be your Savior, your King when you're young. And then, wonderfully, you have a wonderful life in following Him. So, a great suffering bent over, a great change in that she was now able to stand up. But then, thirdly, we see in this story a great challenge. Does that boy look very happy? No. He was a synagogue ruler, a bit like a minister. And when Jesus healed this woman, he healed her on the Sabbath day, which is like our Sunday. And he said to all the people, don't you be coming here on the Sabbath to get healed by Jesus. There are six other days you can be healed then. And he was saying, Jesus was wrong to heal on the Sabbath day. Now, Jesus, girls, never did anything wrong. And Jesus, well, if he healed somebody on a Sabbath day, it was the right thing to do. But this man was wanting to stop people from coming to Jesus. And there's always people who want to stop others from coming to Jesus. Maybe before you become a Christian, and this is particularly true for the older girls, maybe you think, what will my friends think? Will they make fun of me? Well, you know something, if you become a Christian, some of your friends might make fun of you. But you know why they'll make fun of you? Because they'll be jealous. Because all of us want to be right with Jesus. All of us want to go to heaven one day. So don't let your friends hold you back. And your good friends, your real friends, they will stick beside you. And who knows, girls, if you become a Christian and you live as a Christian, your friends may become a Christian as well. We have some people who come to this church who never went to church, who never went to Sunday school, who never went to a GB. And then because of their friends in school talking to them who are Christians, they became Christians and are now part of this church. Isn't that wonderful? So don't you let anyone hold you back, because we should all come and trust in Jesus. So we have this great challenge, and then Jesus gives a great answer. Jesus is so clever, and when people opposed him, he always had the right thing to say. And he said to these men who were against him, tell me, on a Sabbath day, do you untie your donkey to give it a drink of water, to take it to the water? And the man says, yes, we'll do that. And Jesus is saying, you work on a Sabbath day to show mercy to your animals. Can I not on the Sabbath day show mercy and kindness to this lady? Girls, they had lost sight of what the Sabbath is about. The Sabbath wasn't just about keeping rules. That's what the Sabbath was to these people. Keeping rules so that one day they will get to heaven. You know, girls, when it comes to your display, there's different awards. And one of the awards you will get, some girls will get, is an Open Bible Award. And the way you get the Open Bible Award is when you go to Sunday school or go to church, you get that wee card ticked, and you get enough ticks, you get an award at the end of the year. And that's really good. But the people in the story, the synagogue ruler, he thought, if he kept enough of God's laws, if he kept God's Sabbath day enough, it was like getting a little tick on a card that would one day get him to heaven. Totally wrong. And Jesus was saying to this man, the way to get to heaven is not by trying to be good and keeping rules. The way to heaven is through meeting God and being changed by God. Do you know what day Jesus did most of his miracles on? It was on the Sabbath day, because the Sabbath day, listen to this, is a special day to meet with Jesus and to be changed by Jesus. That's why today on a Sunday we're in church, because Jesus is here. You can't see him, girls. He's here. He wants to meet with us. He wants to change us. And that's why it's so important coming to church on a Sunday. Jesus never said you can do what you want on the Sabbath day. You can do what you want on Sunday. Jesus never said that. Jesus said, the Sabbath day is a day to come. And let me meet with you. Let me change you. Let me bless you. Let me give you what you need. Now, girls, in some countries, if they're meeting in church, do you know what might happen? The building might shake. Imagine if you're here and suddenly the ground began to shake, the walls began to shake, the roof began to shake. You call that an earthquake. And in some countries, an earthquake can knock buildings right down. We don't have earthquakes in this country, thankfully. But in some countries, buildings can fall down on people and people can get trapped. Let's see our final picture. This picture is taken in a little island called Haiti. And this happened a number of years ago. There was an earthquake and all the buildings fell down. And this lady was trapped inside one of the buildings for a long time. She was trapped. She was stuck. She couldn't get out. But these men wearing those nice red jackets and the helmets, they got in. They pulled the rubble away. The lady couldn't move. They pulled all the rubble away to get her free and so that she could be rescued. And you see, girls, because of our sin, it's like being trapped in a collapsed building. We're stuck. We could try and wriggle and move by doing it ourselves, but we will never get out. Jesus has to come and take the rubble of our sin away. Jesus has to come and put us on a stretcher to carry us out so we can be free to live for him and to go to heaven one day. Now imagine this, girls. If that lady was stuck in the rubble and the men came to rescue her and they spoke to her and said, we're going to get you out. And she says, no, don't get me out. I'll get out myself. Do you think she'd be a wee bit silly? She'd be very silly. Because she can't get out herself. But you know something? There's some girls, some boys, some mums and dads and grannies and grandas who are like that. They're stuck with their sin. And they say, I'll get out myself. I'll try and be my best. Maybe go to church a wee bit. And that'll get me out. That never will get you out. You need Jesus to come to take away your sin. You need Jesus to come and to lift you out, to carry you, and to give you new life. That's what a Sunday's for, girls. To meet with Jesus. To hear Jesus speak to us through his word. To let Jesus change us so we can come new people living for him. That's how we word a prayer together. Let's close our eyes and bow our heads. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this lovely story of this woman who was changed by the touch of Jesus. And dear Lord, whatever age we are here today, help us to realize that we have to be touched by Jesus. As Jesus said, unless we're born again, we will never see the kingdom of heaven. And dear Lord, help us not to trust in what we do to make us right with you by keeping rules. Help us to trust in Jesus. And Lord, may the Sabbath day be for us a special day that we set aside to meet with Jesus, to encounter Jesus, to be changed by his love and his grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.